Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio. This second hour of the show features Tegan and Sarah, Anita Franco, Waxahachie, Adrian Lanker, Joni Mitchell, and so many other gems. We're going to kick off the second hour, though, with music that's just heartbreaking, an homage, a celebration of life. It was back in January of 2021 when news broke that the pioneering trans pop producer Sophie had tragically died at just the age of 34 after a tragic fall where Sophie was attempting to climb on her roof to take a glimpse at the moon one evening. What? It's just such an innocent, shameless way to die, looking at the moon. And I think that sums up Sophie so well, just this beautiful, beautiful creature of the earth. Needless to say, the entire music community came out to celebrate their love for Sophie. Everyone from Rihanna to Sam Smith to St. Vincent. And on St. Vincent's recent album, All Born Screaming, she has penned a song called Sweetest Fruit, which is a tribute to Sophie. So I wanted to kind of explain what it is we're about to listen. Before we get to St. Vincent, however, coincidentally, Sophie posthumously has released her sophomore and final album. It's simply a self-titled album. It was released just last month. At the time of Sophie's death, she was working on new music and almost finished her sophomore album. After her passing, her brother returned into the studio to work with the studio engineer that had been working so closely with Sophie. Together, they absolutely intimately understood her vision for her sophomore album. Ironically, the new sophomore album is very celestial and heavenly in the electronic music that she was making at the time. So that's where we're going to kick off. Before we get into the St. Vincent tribute, I thought it is oh so timely to feature something from Sophie's brand new sophomore posthumous self-titled album right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Tell me if you see it too.
Music right there from alternative singer-songwriter Saint Vincent with her homage to producer Sophie. Again, Sophie passed away back in 2021 after slipping off a roof looking at the moon. And Saint Vincent paints that picture in song with her song, Sweetest Fruit. That's from Saint Vincent's most recent album, All Born Screaming. An album that I just discovered that St. Vincent is re-recording completely in Spanish. That's to be released next month. And then, of course, starting the second hour, it is music from Sophie, from her new posthumous album, self-titled album. We heard the song, remind me the title. Okay, yes. The song is called Always and Forever. I think, again, just the irony in that title itself. But new music from Sophie, and then new music from St. Vincent as well. Just a reminder that Girly So Groovy is on social media. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Up next, it is new music from Vera Sola. She's a poet, a vocalist, a multi-instrumentalist on her new sophomore album, Peacemaker. It is this just kind of trippy mix of folk, haunted cowboy, twisted 60s pop kind of sounds, and makes for gorgeous, beautiful listening. It's Vera Sola right now here on Girly So Groovy.
So you say, come and spark up the forest. Out late, the twilight her glow. Make way for the dark to set asunder, our city by the ashes overthrow. Oh, it's a bad idea. Back then, it was only but a sentence. Shadow ball in the falling of an old. We falsified the promise. Take tomorrow out on loan. Oh, it's a bad idea. Oh, it's a bad idea. Oh, it's a bad idea. Catching up to us now. But we hand you the magic, and we thumb flick the light, and we gather up the kingly for our first fire. Change your way like dark today. The way you are.
day to day. You might as well play till your way, but never too far. Do you feel more like going on when I say I wasn't wrong to choose you? Does it ease your heart to say
days. I get older in every way that won't matter. Kindergarten heart in me, magic green and blue. I am wilder in every way that I choose. Dog pile, funny faces. I'm fragile in funny ways that are piling on with age. Old time souvenirs of a gold mine of greener years, and I'm trying. But I get it wrong, so I back down from the fight when there's nothing left to bite but my own tongue. Castle, sand and snow, build a fortress, a mighty home in your elbows, knees and toes. Bare feet, barely kissing my soul. All that I broad smile, funny faces on fragile and funny ways that are piling on with age. Old time souvenirs of a gold mine of greener years, and I'm trying, but I get it wrong, so I back down.
When you are raised in a small fishing and farming community, it just finds a way to seep into the folk music that you make, and such is the case for singer-songwriter Shayna Hayes, who we just heard, now working out of Montreal. She was raised along the east coast of Quebec in a small village, and it really kind of makes its way into that music beautifully. Her latest album is called Kindergarten Heart. We heard the title track, Kindergarten Heart, from Shayna Hayes. In the middle, it is music from singer-songwriter Dana Gavansky from her EP Wind Songs. We heard Never Too Far. Dana Gavansky, originally from Toronto, now working out of London, England. And then starting the set off, it is music from alternative singer-songwriter Vera Sola. Her new sophomore album is called Peacemaker. We heard the song Bad Idea. If you enjoyed any or all of those artists, know that you can listen to their full music collections on Bandcamp. Okay, lots more music to get to in the last half hour of the show. Coming up, I've got music from Tegan and Sarah, Anita Franco, Joni Mitchell, Adrian Lenker of Big Thief. But coming up next, it is an artist that I just can't quit. Katie Crutchfield, who writes and records under the moniker of Waxahachie. She's one of those songwriters who just instinctively brings honesty and vulnerability to her music. Tiger's Blood is her sixth album. It is just an exceptionally warm and intimate folk rock album. We've featured it several times here on the program, and I probably will feature it again. It's just that enjoyable. If you're a fan of Lucinda Williams or Sharon Van Etten, Gillian Welch, or Patty Griffin, you will definitely enjoy what you hear. So, new Waxahachie up next here on Girly So Groovy.
And my stock sudden drop, I'm a trusted doorstop or a paperweight taciturn inanimate. I can sit on your shelf like ashes for tale, a spirit in hell while the living sleep right on through. Take the shortcut. I could have called, I suppose. I'm the thorn on your rose, I'm the emperor's new clothes, and I make it look easier every time. If you left it to me, who knows where we would be, reading fortunes for free in someone else's gold mine. Survey my break a leg, cheap wine. You let it in sometimes, a fly game you can pantomime. You let it in sometimes. Every crime with a heart, you rip yourself apart. It's outside your art, provokes every emotion. And it may bewilder a few, it's an unpleasant view. You're an agent of truth, twisted up at the tail end. You play the villain like a violin. It comes from within. It comes from within. It's a dead end. Don't overextend. and the